All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, January 31st of 2025. And looking ahead here, we have a four-game NHL slate as well as a six-game NBA main slate. So should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do our we have our build review show going live at 5 p.m. Eastern in about an hour, and then office hours on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So plenty of ways to get your questions asked and get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim up here, and we will start with questions that came in the Discord, and we will just work our way down, hitting any other questions along the way. All right, first one up. Hi, Andrew. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well, too. I have a two-part question, and I'm unsure if I submitted it on time. First, could you please walk through the process of creating a group of players while ensuring that I include at least six players from that group in every lineup? Okay, and then it looks like there's a second question here, but we're just going to go one at a time, right? So first question, you know, create a group, include six players from the group in my lineups. Sure. So what I would do is I would go to a build, and then I would go to rules. I would go to add new rule. I would use group. I would use manual. Okay. This allows you to put the players in a lineup. Then I click this edit players button. And then over here on the left is how you include the players with this little icon that pops up. So then, you know, let's just say I want to include 12, right? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And then now when I click save, I'm going to see the 12 players here. It's going to tell me how many players I have in this primary player section. And then I can do one of two things, right? You got to figure out if you want to use at least or exactly, right? So you said six players. So we just up this number here to six. Do you want exactly six or do you want at least six, right? At least will, you know, allow the builder to use seven if it wants, use eight if it wants, right? But it exactly will be specifically six players from the group. So one of these two versions, at least exactly, is how you want to do it. But all the other components of this rule, group, manual, six, you know, edit players, all that is going to be the same. All right. That was first part here. Second part. Secondly, if I were hand building a single lineup for a high stakes contest, what would be the best approach to utilizing the contest simulations to gauge the appropriate amount of leverage for a specific tournament size? I truly appreciate your insights. Keep up the excellent work with the content. Thank you. Okay. So, this part's a little bit tricky. Now, you know, you're hand building the lineup, right? This can mean a couple different things, right? So I think what we should mostly do here is like talk about the process of building a single lineup and kind of how you want to go about it, right? So, you know, ways that you could utilize the contest sims as you put it here, right? What I would probably do, right, is first, you know, either like upload my entry file or come in here and, you know, create one. So let's say I'm playing the 555 tonight, right? Higher stakes contest. I go in here. First thing I would do, right, is change this user entries to however many lineups you have. You know, we're talking about one lineup, right? So, okay, I change the user entries to one. That's going to impact the contest sim, right? It's different than if I was maxing it out and had, you know, 24 lineups. So I'm going to go one entry here. And then I'm going to go to my build and, you know, build as many lineups as your plan allows, right? So I'm going to just do 500 for the demo. Something I've dabbled with, you know, with higher stakes contests is upping men's salary. You know, the smaller the contest, the less like kind of like weird you need to get in order to, you know, find like a winning lineup. And when the contest is smaller, generally you could play a little bit safer. So I think it's okay to like up men's salary here to like 49,000 for, you know, a single lineup in like the 5-5-5 or something like that. Not to say you're going to end up on like a lower salary lineup, but just like a safeguard, you know, something in place just in case. So that's the way I think about it. All right. So we're building 500 lineups here and the build is running now. It's almost finished. And we get into the post build. Cool. So I'm going to run the contest sim, move some columns around, get kind of ready for this. So, you know, you're hand building the lineup, right? Couple ideas with that is, you know, and I'm actually going to do this in another build. Let's say you have like opinions about the slate, right? You're like, hey, you know I want to play, I don't know, Nikola Jokic, and I want to play, I don't know, Paul Reed, right? Let's say like you come in here, whoever this is, right? Whatever players you decide you want in the lineup. See, this is where SaberSim can like help, especially in a situation like this. Maybe you have some opinions about a couple players you want to play, right? Well, you still got to fill out the rest of the lineup. So how would I do that? I would probably just come in here and lock your players. So, you know, you're playing Jokic. Okay. You're playing Reed. Okay. You're playing, I don't know, Lonzo Ball, you know, and maybe you're going to lock like four guys. Maybe there's like four players, you know, you want to play, right? And maybe the last one is Asar Thompson, right? So I have like some value plays. I have a high salary player, you know, kind of offsetting there. You know, what I would do, right, is if you have like this core and you're building a single lineup, I would just come in here and I would lock them in, right? Because then what happens is SaberSim is going to give you the best lineups around those players. It's going to fill out the rest of the lineup or lineups, you know, because we're building you a pool with what it perceives to be our, you know, good combinations, right? So that's one way to utilize like SaberSim when building a single lineup is come in here and lock your players in. But anyways, we'll go back to this build where we actually built lineups and we ran our contest sim. I'm going to switch to my specific ROI. If you have an entries file, not a big deal. I'm going to create an aggregate metric. Okay, good stuff, good stuff. All right, so there's a couple of different ways here to do this, right? You know, what I like to do is look at like a subset of my pool, right? So maybe, you know, I have 500 lineups here. Maybe I want to look at the top 10%, right? And so it's okay, I'm going to look at the top 50. And the reason I'm doing this, right, is looking at the top 50 is I'm trying to see, you know, where are the biggest leverage plays? Where is SaberSim finding value or trying to find edge in this contest, right? We're looking at the specific ROI. What players is it like to get to? You know, nobody like too high leverage, you know, nobody more than like 15%. But maybe we wanted to take something from this, right? Okay. Miles Bridges could be somebody, you know, maybe you want to work into your group or work into your lineup or something like that, right? We can go smaller. You know, let's look at the top 5%, right? Now, you know, we're seeing a little bit more Jason Tatum, some Strother, some Poeltl. You know, you could play around with like the size of lineups you want to look at. The reason we're increasing it, right? Like, yeah, we need one lineup, but it doesn't really tell you that much about what players SaberSim likes, right? You got to look at like a little bit. You got to zoom out a little bit. You got to look at a little bigger set of lineups. And then, you know, some players probably start to separate themselves from the pack, right? Like Tatum, Strother, Poeltl, like, you know, all above like 20% leverage here. But then, hey, you know, when we go a little bit further, you know, those guys, you know, Tatum's still like here. Strother goes down a little bit. I forget who the other one was. I don't know why I'm forgetting. And interestingly, you know, Podl drops like way, way down, like almost to like neutral. So kind of interesting, right? You could take these different approaches. Maybe from this, I determined that, hey, maybe Jason Tatum is a little bit better of a play because he maintains some of his positive leverage as the pool gets bigger. But other guys like Strother, like Podl, don't do that, right? So the point I'm trying to make is like you can use your pool to help you identify other players you might want to work into your lineup, right? So that's another way to do it. Let's go back to the locking approach, right? So like, you know, we come in here and I'll just do this like in another build. You know, I come in here, right? I've locked four players and then I come in and then, you know, I want to build 500 lineups with my four locked players, right? So, okay, I come in here and let's kick off this build. All right, lineup's almost done. And lineups are done, right? And then, you know, we run our contest sim. You know, we change everything, yada, yada, all good. Now what I could do, right, it's like a different way of doing it because, you know, everyone kind of has like a different approach, right? Now what you could do, right, is try and find lineups that have some diversification amongst the other players that are around the players that you've locked in and, you know, see some different options, right? So here what I'm going to do, like, obviously I need one lineup. I'm going to change this to three. So I'm trying to find three good lineups, right? Setting up my aggregate metrics. I'm going to start increasing my uniques, right? And then I'm basically going to keep going, which, you know, I know I can't go above four, obviously. But I can get to three. I can get to four. Now I know I can't go any further, right? Because all the other players are locked here, but I can go up to four uniques. And then now, you know, you see like every other player has an exposure of one single lineup. And now I have, you know, three really diverse lineups. And look at these numbers. You know, it's lineup one, it's lineup two, it's lineup seven, right? So all I've done is skip three, four, five, six, which really isn't going very far into the pool. So now I know I have three lineups, you know, outside of my core, all the players are different. And, you know, I could decide like, hey, which one of these do I like the best? You know, do I want to play lineup one, lineup two, lineup seven, you know, and you're leaving the rest of the four remaining spots to SaberSim and letting it figure out, you know, what are good choices. And then you're getting diverse, right? So this is another way to use it. You know, there's probably other ways I'm not even thinking about, but, you know, something along those lines would be really good, right? And then maybe you come in here and like, okay, hey, I kind of like this top one, but, you know, I like seven of these players, right? But I really don't like Jrue Holiday. He's like the only person I would probably come in here and change, but the rest of the lineup's really good. Okay, I click this pencil icon, come in here, I X Holiday. It takes me to the shooting guards. And then I go and I look and like, well, who are my other options, you know? And maybe instead of Jrue Holiday, I want to play Malik Beasley, right? And then, okay, I go put Malik Beasley in the lineup. I click save, lineup updates, and then I'm all set, right? So those are, you know, three good ways I can think of to answer this question. So I really hope that helps you in determining which lineup you ultimately want to play. All right. Next question. Handro is debating on playing with the weighted ownership averages tonight. I was kind of wondering what your approach might be to this, like weighting them based on how many entries I have in various contests or maybe by top prize, how heavy to weight them. Honestly, any input at all would be beneficial. So I'm really not sure how I'd go about it. And this is the rest of the question. Okay, so we'll talk about these, but I want to see what plan this person's on real quick. All right. So what do we got? Okay, so this one came from Junk Dog, who's on Ultimate. So let's talk about this, right? So what are we even talking about in the first place, right? Well, when you come into a build and then you go to the my own column, and you can only do this on Ultimate, you go to the gear icon, you go down here to weighted average. Okay, so what does this mean? So if I click this, what this allows me to do is combine different sets of ownership, whether you're uploading them, whether you're using the SaberSim defaults, and effectively aggregate them, right? So when I click weighted average, it's going to, there are 9 SaberSim buckets, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then it's going to give, you know, each of them like an about 11% weight, right? If you had outside sources or your own ownership, whatever you're using, you can come in here, move these things around, right? So what I would probably do with this is whatever like you're primarily playing, let's say you're like mostly playing, you know, low stakes 150 max, right? I would come in here and zero out all these other ones and just drag these to zero. Or let's just say like you're primarily playing 150 max, okay? So then what you can do, right, is you zero all of them out. And then maybe you want to take this approach of like, hey, you know, I want to use all of the 150 max sets, right? Okay, so then I come in here to high stakes MME, and then I change this to 33. And then I go to low stakes MME, change that to 33. And then I change flagship MME to 33. I think those are all the MMEs. That's kind of weird. Okay, because I don't think they run like a medium stakes MME. So it's just the 3 MMEs here. So then, okay, you know, I basically gave like equal weight to all of those. Maybe I give 34 to low stakes MME. And then I have to name it. So we name it 1. And then I click apply, right? So then now this like new weighted average, your ownership percentages will be a little bit different. The important thing is to understand how this impacts your lineups, right? So this will primarily have an impact on users who, let me say that backwards. This will not affect the contest sims, okay? Because the contest sims, the, you know, outputs there are coming from whatever source is chosen in the field lineups. Okay. So like, even though we're aggregating on build 3 right now, you know, this still says high stakes MME and it's not going to change. Right. So it's important if you are using the contest sims and you want this to have an impact. First off, we do the aggregate, right? And then you can do one of two things. I'm just going to remove the question so we can see it. Is we can use generate field from ownership. And what this will do is basically create a custom set of field lineups for you that try and match the ownership projections that you are using, which is from the my own column. So this would be a good option, right? We click this, we give it a name, let's say 2, click save. Now we get this like field lineups pop up. And then right now it's basically trying to create that set of ownership for us. And then we'll let this finish. All right. So this is done now. And we'll let this finish processing. But lineups have at least populated. think it should be done. Okay, but then basically once this is done, I go to the contest tab, and then I go to the drop down. I go to field lineups, and then I select number two. Okay, and then this should update. Try unchecking that. I'm getting like a little funny thing here. So let's try hard refresh. But effectively, you want to change your field lineup source. And we'll try one more time. That's how I know the number two field lineup set is being used now because it's changed here, right? So that's how you would do that if you're using the weighted average. You generate your custom ownership, and then you change it there. The other effect this can have, right? It can have an effect on your leverages, you know, your exposure minus your ownership. Well, you've changed your ownership, so that's going to impact your leverages there. So those are like the primary two ways. If you're using custom metrics, right, if you're using something with some ownership or adjusted ownership or geometric mean, right, can have an effect on that because you change the ownership. So like those are primarily the different things that it affects. And those last ones I kind of mentioned are like a little bit lower level here. But the other ones we mentioned, you know, earlier, like the generating your ownership, you know, that's probably the way you want to go with it. So, you know, add as many sources as you want, you know, to this weighted average. If you're going to upload outside sources, upload them first and then do the weighted average, and then they'll all be available in this pop-up. So any uploaded sources will appear here. All right. Those are my best tips for doing weighted average stuff. All right. I think this is the next question. Is there going to be another online workshop to show how to use a site? I feel like I'm not maximizing the potential. Good question. I don't know if there's going to be another one. I think we're referring to the Saber School Live that happened here. You know, you're always welcome to come on the show and ask questions, or, you know, Postman Office Hours or YouTube chat. And, you know, I could do build demos and stuff like that. Like I see a question here regarding MMA build demo, which we'll get to in a minute, right? So if you ever have questions about building lineups or something doesn't make sense, you know, don't hesitate to ask. All right. Next question. How are you guys doing today? I have the pro subscription. Should I use autofill after I set min uniques, or should I stick to direct fill with pro subscription? Okay. So the biggest thing here, right, is what sorting metric are you using? And then the second is, are you using the same one for all your contests, right? So with pro, you're probably using SaberScore, right? Okay. So this is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So this would be like a large slate. We'll say 10 to 50K, right? Maybe we're playing like MM 20 max or something like that. And it falls in this range. If you're using the same SaberScore across all of your contests, I think it's fine to stick in direct fill. I actually would probably recommend it, because what ends up happening is your min uniques gets applied across all of your contests. Okay. The thing you need to be aware of probably is how many contests are you playing, and are the entry sizes the same for all of them, right? Like, let's say you're playing, you know, 10 contests, and you have a range in number of entries from 100 to 1K, some in 100 to 1K, some in 1K to 10K, some in 10K to 50K, right? Well, if you're using autofill, what I would recommend is setting the specific Saber score for each contest, right? So like basically going into the contest tab, noting the number of entrants per contest for all of your contests, and then going back to your build, going to your autofill, and then in the rank by column, setting the sorting metric specific for each contest, right? So if you're playing a lot of contests and you're playing a lot of different size contests, I would actually stick with autofill and use the specific saber scores. If you're not playing that many contests, if a lot of your contests have the same saber score, then I would stick in direct fill and use the mini uniques here, because then it's going to allow you to be more diverse, not only within a contest, but between contests. So you got to figure out which one of those you are. You know, are you the person with a lot of contests in a lot of different, you know, saber score buckets, or are you somebody with only a few contests all kind of in the same one, and can you do them all together, right? So that's the big determining factor, but I think once you figure that out, you should be all set. All right, Demetrius said, can you go over your process for MMA? Thank you for all you do. Yeah, no problem, and appreciate the kind words. All right, so let's go over to all slates. Let's go over to tomorrow. Let's go to MMA. All right, got a 13-fight MMA card. Starts nice and early here. And we're going to go to build lineups, right? So first thing I would do, probably upload my entry file. And then it would auto-create any contest sims. Let's say I'm playing like the $1 20 max or something like that, right? Seems like a good one. Okay, we go to our build. Always build the max number of lineups you can. Okay, I'm just going to build 500 for this demo. I'm going to drop min salary here. I'm going to put 40,000. And then I'm going to make two adjustments to projections. And then we have this default rule on. What is it? Don't use opposing fighters. Seems like a good idea. And we're going to kick off this build, right? Now, one thing I could probably do right now is just come in and verify the ownership projections. Okay, so some of these players are out. Outside of the out players, lowest projected ownership is about 12%. I think that's fine. You know, I don't need to standardize the ownerships any further here. Now, second thing I would do, right, is either one, run the contest sim if you're an ultimate, or two, here, first I would check the sim diversity. So sim diversity is at 10, right? So you can use MMA default if you want. I prefer to use MMA sim diversity 10 for the saber score here. So basically, if you're running your build on sim diversity 10, then it's okay to use MMA sim diversity 10 saber score. But if you are using anything less than 10, 9, 8, 7, you know, et cetera, then I would use the MMA default. Okay, so MMA sim diversity 10 saber score is reserved solely for sim diversity 10 builds. Okay, but here I'm going to run the contest sim that I set up already. And we'll let this run. I'm going to move some things around. Mostly just this should be fine. All right. Sim is run, right? If you have a entry file, you're all set right now. I got to go change mine manually. Got average projection. Got average ROI. Okay, cool beans there. I'm actually going to drag this out a little bit. Maybe a little bit more. Come on. Okay, boom, right there. That's good. So the reason I'm dragging it out is because I want to see like this pool save trash section, because I'm going to make some adjustments here, right? So big thing with MMA is that duplication is important, right? It's a huge factor. So I want to do something to account for duplication. Now, normally the way I do this is, one, I set up an custom metric for geometric mean here, right? So I go to add metric, and then I put my own geometric mean value, and I just rename it here, click save, and then it shows up as in this dropdown, right? Once it shows up in this dropdown, now I can filter for it. Okay, cool. Come in here, add a filter, say show lineups with geo mean less than X. I'm just going to make up a number, right? Let's say 35. Okay, so that didn't put any lineups in the trash. Okay, so let's go down. Let's go down to 32 maybe. Okay, this is perfect, right? 32 geo mean puts about 10% of our lineups in the trash here. This is great, right? I'm accounting for duplication. I've, you know, trimmed some of the highest geo mean lineups out of my set. And, you know, I really like where this puts me, right? So now I could go about doing the rest of my process kind of the same here, right? Maybe I want to try increasing uniques a little bit, small adjustments to projection and ROI. Now's a good time to come in here and be like, hey, you know, do I like my exposures, right? We're taking, you know, kind of one over 20% leverage stand on Jasmine. I don't even know what her last name is. Just Sudovicious is how I would pronounce it. And, you know, other than that, you know, some smaller leverages, right? I think this is fine. You know, if you want to try and go a little bit further, go to three uniques. It looks like we actually sacrificed like 4 points in projection, 15% ROI. I don't love three uniques here. I like two a lot better. And, you know, we're still, you know, very high in our pool. If like you're using SaberScore, you know, that'd be like a good thing to take into account. Another thing I'd probably do with the filters, right, is probably add one to say show lineups with ROI greater than zero, just to have that like safeguard. It's okay if more than 10% of your lineups go in the trash with this one. You know, this gets us down to 231. I'm happy with this, right? And so me personally, I'd probably stick on two uniques. If you want to use three, you know, there's a case to do so. But that is what I would be doing for MMA, right? So building lineups, sim diversity, contest sims, accounting for duplication, you know, managing risk, all those things. Next question from Jerry. Jerry said, how do you get the lineups to show vertical versus horizontal? Come in here under this save, this green save button. Click this icon. There's two options. It's detailed mode or compact mode. Compact mode gives you the rows, and then detailed mode gives you like the full, you know, lineup kind of like blown up. So you could toggle back and forth with this button here. All right. Sam said, I used to have Ultimate, but had to downsize. One feature I really enjoyed was filtering out lineups that graded as not profitable. I was wondering if there's an approximate SaberScore range I could use to achieve the same. I know it won't be perfect, but I'm just curious if the question doesn't seem clear. I could try to clarify as I am watching live. No, I understand the question perfectly. So this is why, this specifically, is why when somebody uses SaberScore, we recommend staying in like the top 25 to 50% of the lineups, okay? And that idea comes from, you know, if I put on an ROI greater than zero filter, notice that almost about half of my lineups go in the trash here, right? So what we're saying is like, hey, you know, if you are going further and further into your pool, the chances are that you're going to be running into more and more negative ROI lineups because, you know, even though the lineups are coming from SaberSim, once we put them through the contest sim, you know, some amount of lineups still grade out negative. We think it's safe to stay within the top 25 to 50% of your pool and still be playing mostly positive ROI lineups. So, SaberScore, you know, doesn't have like a, oh, if you play, you know, SaberScore of, you know, 70 points or more, it's positive ROI. We don't have like that clear measuring stick there. And then the SaberScores are always changing between different sports, you know, different points, different ownerships, different variables, you know, a number of different things. So I really think that staying in the top 25 to 50% of your pool is like the safest option. So I would stick with that. Jerry said, does that work for autofill also with the vertical lineups? So autofill does not work like that. Autofill, you will basically only see the lineups in the, you know, compact mode version. So only in direct fill do you see the lineups in like this detailed view here. I don't know if that's going to change because it has changed for late swap. I know that was like a pain point for a lot of people who use like direct fill pre-slate and then their they have to use autofill, but then they couldn't see the lineups like in this blown up version. So I'll mention it to the team and ask to see like, hey, you know, is detailed mode coming to autofill pre-slate like it is for late swap? I think it's like a pretty good question. So let me ask here. So late swap. Detailed mode. Pre-slate. And I'll find out the answer to that one. All right. Good stuff there. And looking here, got a couple more build review requests. Sounds good there. I'll get those logged and added to the list for today. But other than that, I think we're all set. So I'll be back in about 20 minutes for the build review show. Appreciate you guys tuning in. And Jerry said, appreciate the info. I can stop searching for something that doesn't exist now. I'll get you guys that update too. But I think that's a good point to make. So I'll be back in about 20 minutes, everybody. Until then, take care. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.